Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We got a Bob who wants to talk Brock Purdy on a Parkins playoff show. What up, Bob?
Hey, Danny. Good Sunday morning playoff football. You got to love it.
Yes, sir.
The thing about Brock Purdy and you and Spiegel, I listen to you guys every day. And, you know, both things are true, basically. Brock Purdy did, lead a team down and did all that stuff you said. And you believe that Brock Purdy isn't good. Sure, both those things are true. But the problem is your belief doesn't matter. Right? Nobody cares. And football isn't a belief game. All you got to do is watch what's happening. Like, I listen to this all the time. I don't have to believe that Caleb Williams is going to be great or nothing else or this, that, the other thing. All I have to do is watch Justin Fields play and say, yeah, I can win with that. Yeah, sure.
Hey,
we
Bob.
Can build a team around it and we can win with that. I don't have to worry about whether or not Caleb Williams is great and believe this and believe that. Football's not a belief thing. It's a 4-week, like, everything changes in 4 weeks during a football season. Like, Brock Purdy was playing great. He was the MVP. And then 4 weeks happened, and all of a sudden, Jordan Love was the MVP. 21 touchdowns and one interception. You know, but you want to sit there and harp on, like, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback ever. Well, not this year. He's not. Like, right? Like, it just. It
no,
just,
he's just pretty Joe great
Burrow,
this year.
Joe Burrow's a generational quarterback. Well, Joe Burrow missed 2 years of his 4-year career, so I don't know how generational he is. Right? So, like, this whole belief thing is just, it just drives me insane. All you have to do is watch what's going on in football and don't worry about what you believe because you don't know anything. You've never, like, lined up in a competitively athletic situation in your life. So,
well, hold on a second, Bob. Can I respond and then I'll let you respond?
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. Couple things. First of all, have you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, okay. I played.
Yeah, what level of sport did you play, Bob?
Sure. College football.
What level?
D3.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Congratulations. Not exactly great football.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm not talking about what, but I'm not talking
but,
about
but
what
if you're going to bring
I
up
do,
my
I'm
level of
you believe,
if you're going to bring
dude,
up my level of sport
believe,
and then you're going to come back at me with D3 football.
No, but I don't believe that. But I don't believe anything, dude. It's all I
All right,
do
but hold on, Bob.
Football.
What are
I'm
you doing right now? Like
believe.
Literally the act of what you're doing right now is what?
Watching football.
No. This exact moment, 8:20 in the morning.
Watching,
what are you doing?
Watching football. Watching football.
No, you're not watching football. You're calling a sports radio show, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah,
at this exact
TV.
Moment, you're
yeah,
calling
okay,
a sports
yeah.
radio show, and
right.
you are offering right. what, an opinion?
Well,
right, you're giving
really.
Me your opinion,
I'm just,
right?
I'm just, what?
This is an opinion that you're giving that belief
that was,
doesn't matter,
which
4 weeks change
which part of it
my,
was
my
an
point
opinion?
Is this, Bob. Which, obviously, my opinion doesn't matter to Brock Purdy or who wins or loses the game, Bob. Obviously. Thank you. My point is this, Bob. You're doing exactly what I'm doing. The difference is I'm getting paid
how?
For it. Okay? Like, we both have opinions. We call into radio shows.
How?
We watch
how
the games.
Exactly
we
am I
debate
doing what
them.
You do?
And then we watch the games. I don't think that me saying Jordan Love sucks made him great. And I don't think me saying Jordan Love sucks means that he actually sucks. I'm just telling you my opinion and trying
that's
to be
not,
entertaining.
That's not what I'm
okay,
saying.
Bob?
I'm not
that's
saying
all I'm saying.
Right,
so
thing.
You have an opinion and I have an opinion. And neither of our opinions mean anything except mine puts the roof over my head. That's the difference.
Mine does too. I mean,
your opinion doesn't put the roof over your head is my point. And I'm not saying that makes my opinion better
yes,
than yours. I'm just saying.
Yes, it actually does. But I'm not saying that what you believe affects what happens. I'm just saying.
You're
that
saying it doesn't
you
matter.
You are constantly saying.
You're saying my opinion doesn't matter. And it
this.
Doesn't.
No,
I agree with you.
No,
except
yeah,
in the context
right,
of what
I'm,
we're doing right now, which is hosting a radio show,
Danny,
which is all about opinion.
Danny, Danny, I'm not saying what you believe affects the outcome of anything. I'm just saying you are constantly sticking to what you believe in the face of what you're watching. Joe Burrow is the perfect example. Like, you want to call Joe Burrow a
generational quarterback. Are you really going to live in a world where you think that that Joe Burrow is not good and Brock Purdy is? Is that what you're saying?
Joe Burrow is a very good quarterback. But unfortunately for Joe Burrow, his biggest problem is that he can't stay on the field, right?
Who is the better player, Joe Burrow or Brock Purdy?
Joe Burrow.
Okay, well then, what are we talking about?
I'm not comparing the two. You are constantly bringing up Joe Burrow as the example of a generational quarterback, and I am saying
he is.
No, he's not. He has 4 years in his career. He's missed two of them with non-contact football injuries.
He took over the worst team in the NFL and had them in the AFC Championship game a year later and then was in a Super Bowl after that.
He's not even the best quarterback in Cincinnati's history. Like, what are you talking about? Carson Palmer has had a better career than Joe Burrow. Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. And Cincinnati had plenty of decent years and playoff runs. You're so stuck on this, like, if they don't win a championship, they suck. Well,
I didn't say that.
No, I'm just saying, no, you didn't say, well, no, you didn't.
I literally never made that point, straw man, Bob.
I'm not saying you said that. That is your implication all the time. But only one team wins every year, right?
I can't get anything past you.
Explain to me how Joe Burrow is so generational when he can't even stay on the field for 50% of his career he's missed.
Dude, we were not talking about Joe Burrow.
Like, how is that generational?
Oh my God. I watched him in college. I watched him get into the AFC Championship game.
We all watched him in college,
I watched him
man.
Win it. I watched him get into a Super Bowl, and I watched him take an organization
Has he won anything?
He's won an AFC Championship game.
That's not a thing. You either win the Super Bowl or you lose.
Now you're making the argument that the only thing that matters is a championship.
No, I don't think that. I think you that just, you
what are you talking about? Bob, do you have short-term memory loss? That is literally two sentences in a row. You said
a little bit, probably, yeah.
Two sentences in a row. You said
what?
The only thing that matters is winning a championship. The sentence before that was, what are you talking about? The only thing that doesn't matter is winning a championship. Only one guy wins every year. And you said, what has Burrow ever won? And I said, an AFC Championship game. And you said, that doesn't matter because it's not a championship. Bob, stop drinking. It's too early. Thank you for calling. Jeez. That was too much, man.
It's 8:25 in the morning.
I want to talk about Brock Purdy. It's too early in the morning. We're talking about Joe Burrow. What are we talking about here? You want to make the argument that Purdy's better than Burrow? Fine. Sound like a clown. Crazy, man. That is crazy. Bob. I don't even know. That was so strange.
We just got a Bob. I love how that's how you entered it, and that's what Bob came into the ring, and he started swinging.
And yeah, he did. And, like, good passion, good points. Like, I'm all here for the sports argument side of it. But, I really don't know how he ended up yelling about Joe Burrow. And he's like, we have 4 weeks this, 4 weeks that. Man, my point is this. Even when Purdy was the favorite to be MVP, it was ridiculous because I was watching the games and teams were dropping interceptions and he's propped up by a bunch of great talent around him. And I look at MVP as best player in the league. And Purdy, even when he was the favorite, was not the best player in the league. That was the point.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.